What up, everybody? It's your girl, Ray Rocksteady. We need my boy, Shy Live, to unmute, but I'm sure he did a wonderful intro, but I'm going to intro it again. Welcome back, everybody, to a Bar Live Barcast, a podcast that probably won't last. Our host with the most had a little bit of technical difficulty, but I think he's back in action. But once again, it's your girl, Raven, a.k.a. Ray Rocksteady, a.k.a. Miss Save the Day. And I'm going to pass it on to our next guest, L. Dottie.
All right. Oh, mic check. Can y'all hear me? Mic check. Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah, man. It's your boy L. Dottie back again, man. I want to give a toast to the bar. You know what I'm saying? Sipping on my little brewski or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? But thank you for having me back. Hey. Hey, okay, this real podcast stuff, everybody going in, but nobody saying.
And we're on.
It's your boy, Shy Live, a.k.a. Shy the Guy, a.k.a. Shy the Goat, a.k.a. Shy my best up, a.k.a. Shy back in this thing. You still gonna get this introduction, a.k.a. Hey. Real players mess up too. And that's what happens when you're doing stuff live and bringing content to you. You feel me? And Juicy, don't get yours in there too. We don't want to rock out too, Juicy. Go ahead.
Okay, so
here
you go,
Juicy.
That's J-U-C-C-I from Backwing Fitness. I am here at the bar, season 3. With some new things coming at y'all. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you again.
Yes. Hey, there we go.
Bang's all here.
Hey, real players mess up too. And after all of that, I think we have to go straight into our what?
Drink of the day.
Drink of the day.
You need it.
All right. And for the drink of the day, we have no strangers to the bar, a little Crown Royal. You know?
Always want to give a loco.
You want to give a man-sized pour.
Have mercy.
Boom.
That for a loco is tragic, boy.
And also, what you want is take that. I'm dropping on top. All up. You want to drop of Sprite. Boom. Not too much. Not too light.
No. That's a sick drink.
I'm just messing with y'all. It was looking good up until that point, dog.
No. This is a good drink. This is a good drink for after Christmas, you know, going into the new year, a little more light. That's why you got the Sprite, you know. So what we going to call this is crawling into the new year.
Crawling through the year. All right. Yeah.
Not bad.
Nice.
Cheers, y'all.
Not bad.
Here we go. So, you know, it wouldn't be right unless we went into our blackout. Today, for my blackout, I am going to go with Smith Apparel from Lex Bibbs. You know, you probably wouldn't really want to rock it unless you're a Smithite. So, you know, that's all. This ain't nothing but a Smith thing.
From the don't say to that. Smith is worldwide. Drop down.
Hey, yeah, Raymond, go copy one. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, you know what I'm saying? Some Smith gear.
That's what make turtlenecks, because, you know, I got this good turtleneck on. Getting to...
I'm about to say, you got your Whitney Houston turtleneck on for the holiday season.
I know, it got hot. Let me pull it down a little bit. But yes, for my blackout today, I want to shout out the designer, Brandon Blackwood. I received one of his bags for Christmas, and I absolutely love it. Black luxury is a thing. Go out, support, buy, fellas, buy for your ladies, your mothers, your babies, mamas, mamas, all of that. Brandon Blackwood.
My black, I'm representing Back Point Fitness, of course, and then I'm wearing a shirt from Established 1989. It's a black owned clothing company. Go check it out on Instagram. It's EST1989.
And for my blackout is going to be Delanda. She just came through our show, and she does all your clothing apparel handmade. You know what I'm saying? She made our shirts and our hoodies for us and stuff at Dr. So Creative. You know, check out, man.
And for my blackout, I'm going to be
all right, fellas and lady. It's so good to have another female here at the bar. You know, we rarely have another woman presence, and I'm so glad it's my girl Juicy. But we're gonna get right into it. How was everybody's holiday? So Christmas was last Sunday. Yeah. It's Wednesday. How quickly the time came and went.
Yeah, that's so much
for one day. It really not even a day. You do so much for like 5 hours of a day. Like just that one little block from like 8 to 12.
Yeah.
Hectic, and then after that is over.
Y'all went to church?
Nah, dog.
All I'm saying is Jesus' birthday. The reason why y'all got all them little gifts and stuff. The reason why you got your turtleneck. Jesus.
Jesus got your turtleneck.
I had to make sure we put that on the show. It was Jesus.
Jesus told me to protect my neck.
Yeah,
hey, I'm just saying, me and my church.
It's cold.
Open gifts first. Boom. Go to church. Yeah, y'all just go to church. Even if y'all do it online.
But see, I don't even put a lot of stock into the Christmas thing, man. Like I said, I didn't celebrate Christmas growing up. So, you know, to me, I see the big marketing piece of it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to get their last minute sales in and, you know, that money for that revenue for the year. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I look at it from that point of view. But, you know, my daughter, she does celebrate Christmas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me and her mom are kind of at the point where, because I'm like, man, like it's no room for me to be teaching her no fantasy stuff. You know what I'm saying? My bad, y'all. That's my, hey, chill. So it's no room for me to teach her no fantasy type stuff. So I try not to put a lot of stock into it, but I do enjoy and embrace the actual season. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I love Christmas songs. You know what I'm saying? And I love the spirit and the holiday, you know, and being around your family and friends. I do like that part of it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
El Dottie, they don't know you a singer.
Oh, man. Because, hey, one of my favorite songs. So we was having a debate before we came on the show. And
pre-production.
Pre-production. And so we was talking about Give Love on Christmas Day, JG versus J5, and that's Johnny Gill versus the Jackson 5. And Ray was saying JG. I'm saying JG. What you saying, Shad?
I'm gonna go with Johnny Gill, man. I mean, that's kind of hard to beat.
Juicy, what you saying?
I'm with the Gill, baby.
Okay, yeah, so. You know, cause Johnny JG coming that bit singing,
like young Michael could never.
Yeah, Yeah, oh, I can't even try to hit him right now.
So I got a question there. I got a question.
What's up?
For each of you. Start with Juicy. What's your favorite holiday song, Christmas song? What lets you know this is real, this is not a test, Christmas is here?
I'm going to sing for y'all.
Oh, first time.
Let's get it. I'm so excited.
What do the lonely do?
You might say mine. Nah, bro.
But have y'all heard the Anthony Hamilton version of that? So you know the emotions.
Yeah.
That's their song. But right. Anthony Hamilton, he come in with that old slave soul voice. You know?
Anthony Hamilton and singing like he in the middle of getting cracked with a wood.
Like, you know his version?
Make you feel him.
After he ran.
It's a tenor, but it's raspy and he hit those high notes.
Yeah. That's a bad boy.
Yeah, Anthony, he got it, dog. He got it. You're right. So yeah, I was gonna say like that's a cut too. So it's my turn.
Yeah, sure.
The song that I know is Christmas or the season is here, bro. Is Let It Snow. Woof. Let it snow. Outside when it's cold. Woof. With the fire, baby, let it snow. Woo, woo, woo. Y'all saw the lip. Woo, woo, woo.
You better hit the.
Have mercy on the lip.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Let it snow. Let it snow.
Whoa.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
I'm gonna say for mine, this is gonna sound so it's a Black Christmas song. I think her name is like Carla Wilson or something like that, but it's Gee Whiz, It's Christmas.
Ooh, like, nice.
You don't hear it so often, but it's such a like a fun, happy Christmas song. Hello there. Merry Christmas, I love that song.
That's my other one, girl.
I got different.
Wait, by the way, it's snowing.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's been a long time.
Finish it, girl.
Yeah, that's my song.
That's a cut.
No, I do know the song. It's Christmas. I know the song. I'm with all of that. But when that Temptation Silent Night come on,
yeah.
When and this is not a drill anymore.
It's not a drill.
I'm weak.
I cannot believe he's doing this right
now. Because he always been there for Fredo.
Hey,
Sean,
Daddy took his headphones
off. He's leaving the room.
Kiss bride. Come here, America. Y'all got to pay for the rest. Catch me on tour.
Listen, that's the perfect song for you because you always want to sing soprano anyway.
Hey, there go. And y'all can't even lie. I hit that, didn't I, mama? Yeah, I know I did.
She said you stupid.
So hey, you started singing, there we go. She said, there we go. Hey, one or the other. Shit, that's a hit.
And y'all might not know this. Y'all might be too young for this.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, man.
Go straight to it again. Tell about that.
Santa Claus.
Oh,
leave all your troubles behind.
Hey,
it's gonna be just fine. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto.
Yeah.
It had a little lady pop too. It's in the shoulders.
It's all in the shoulders. All in the shoulders. Nah, but I got another cut, though. And I, some of it, can't see.
You need Shy Soprano with that.
Being me singing that.
Kiss me.
I guess this was the first Christmas of actually understanding. Well, I like that song. Oh, he was shaking the hell out of me.
Wait, did he see Mommy kissing Santa Claus?
I don't know what the hell he saw.
He saw something, though. And he telling it, too. He's giving it up.
Singing at the top of his lung.
Hey, his older brother's talking about, man, he don't even know that dad, though. Santa Claus.
You know, Christmas was Sunday, and now it's Wednesday. So when do we take the decorations down? Because you still got this big old tree right in the corner. I don't got no decorations.
It's the holiday season. The holiday season, which means that it's not just for a day, not just for a week. You got to do the whole season. So I feel like all winter. That's the amount of time that it should be. You should have your decorations.
You need to have those decorations down by Martin Luther King birthday. That's all I'm gonna say. January 15th.
That's racist, Raven.
How is that racist? I know his birthday.
No, you say it got to be down by the black man. I was
about to say like August.
August. Might as well leave it up at that point. Because what's this August? Christmas right there. Man, August leads to the fall, which leads to
black folks. Black folks ain't gonna take it down till it's time to step outside about March. You know what I'm saying? It still be cold a little bit. So, you know, I think March is fair game. Because you lose track of time.
If you leave it up until March, I'm calling the people on you. There's something wrong with them people at that house right there. They still got their Christmas tree up. Y'all need to go check on them.
And some people don't want to let go.
MLK weekend, because it's a holiday weekend anyways. And doesn't that lead into, when does spring start? Like it's like January 20th, right? No.
Hold on, let me see.
So Raven, in other words, you just want it down before Black History Month. Oh
my God. Yeah. Because just have it down. You had all the Kwanzaa to get it down. Kuji Chungulika.
Listen, I'll tell you this.
Forgot your question. What were we trying to figure out?
When does spring start?
When to take the decorations down?
When does spring start?
I don't know when spring starts.
Like, it starts March
3rd. March the 20th, man. Okay. That's a lot. That's fair.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, you got to take it down for spring start. All
of winter,
yeah,
you have until March 20th. But
that's the day after my birthday.
MLK.
Oh, you okay. Word.
Yo, that is too late.
Wait, MLK? You
got to be down before February, for sure. All right.
Hey, to each his own. Take your tree down when you feel like it, goddamn.
You know how many holidays you passing in the wintertime? You passing dang on. You gonna have your tree up during Valentine's Day? That's some real freaky.
Yeah, put some red heart ornaments on that junk. Yeah, that's real freaky right there, L. Dottie. Or unique. Somebody gonna like that. They were like, "That's
not." It just took a real left turn.
put a little Cupid at the top instead of the star. Come on,
this fire! Real rocks,
fire!
Put the baby on the top of the tree. This get real weird, bro. Yep. No, we can't.
Hey, you thinking? I'm just saying. That is a free idea. Somebody could try that. I think guarantee it'll work. It's thoughtful.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day in April.
No, it's March 17th.
Huh?
It's like March 17th.
Exactly. You go have your Christmas tree up on St. Patrick's Day. That's a whole other type of foliage.
The tree is green. St. Patrick green. You know, you could cut a piece off and put it on your shirt so nobody will pinch you. Come on, dog.
I like what you think.
Your Christmas tree gonna be dead in March. It's not gonna be green. It's gonna be brown.
Who in today's society got anything that's real, nigga? You thought my tree was real? My tree don't die. My tree infinite.
Tree?
My tree gonna be up forever, nigga. That's an evergreen. We out here, nigga. All year Christmas trees, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That just reminds me of spoons.
Spoons. Hey, I don't agree with none of this stuff. This is all content, by the way. I don't, you know, do the whole tree thing, so I ain't put one up. So yeah, you know I mean,
making holiday.
So what you put up? What you put up?
Nothing. What I was supposed to put up, dog?
I feel you. I feel you on that. Like I do it for the kids.
My daughter got everything she needs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then some. So you know that part is already taken care of. But just as far as me and you know what I'm saying, really. You know, putting trees up and stuff like that. I would if I felt like it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I really didn't, you know, feel like it. I'm working and shit, so trying to get shit done. So, you know what I'm saying? My daughter taken care of, that's all I really care about, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I'm
that's
sorry.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, listen, I just thought you would put a damn tree up, Larry. Shit. Larry said, fuck it, I feel like it.
Yeah, I mean, because I could be doing better things with my time, or I could be doing worse things with my time, like goddamn lying about being flown out somewhere.
Ah, there you have it. So we need to give the listeners the backstory. Juicy. You wanna tell the people what's happening?
All right, I'll tell you what I know.
Yeah. So, what I heard was
they said
that this young lady on Instagram said she was in contact with Drake via Instagram. He flew her out, and there were some things that she did not quite, I guess, didn't sit well with her. So he was apparently rubbing on her belly and asking her, was she ready to have kids? And it made her feel a little uncomfortable. She went along with it. She was drinking her Casamigos with him, so she knew what was coming next. And what came next. And so Drake. And he didn't wrap that thing up. And she thought that was weird. And the moral of her story was, don't record people, because once she pulled out her phone, he kicked her out. So I don't know all the facts. She said she went through her NDA to see what she could and could not say. And that's what she said. I have not been to Black Twitter yet to see what Black Twitter think, but I am always Black Twitter. And that's what I have.
Because Black Twitter gonna have the facts. But the one thing is, so like Juicy said, the young lady said that she signed an NDA, so she can only say but so much, but that Drake flew her out on a private jet, went to his house in Canada. So if this is true, I need to see your most recent Canadian stamp, you know? Because even if you're flying private, you still have to go through customs. So I need to see that stamp. And also Drake then denies everything. So she's saying all this happened. We were together. We were intimate. All of that. He didn't wrap it up, and she let him not wrap it up. But when she started recording him, he slapped the phone out of her hand and then kicked her out. And now he's saying, "I don't know who she is." He's saying sorry to this woman. I have no idea who you are, Kiki Palmer voice. Juicy, we can't hear you, girlfriend. Juicy, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
But fellas, we need your where you at with this? Who do we believe?
Boy, I don't know if I'm light skinned enough to answer these questions.
Do the lonely fly to Canada on Christmas?
Asking her if she ready to get pregnant, or if she ready for this lifestyle, and she knew what was coming, and then it was coming. It was real intense for me. So I don't know. I'm actually I'm trying to recollect my thoughts. I don't really know what's going on. I'm all discombobulated.
It's a lot going on.
He sound like he's trying to get pregnant. Yeah. Oh, I ain't gonna say that, Drake.
Nah, but that was funny. But something sounds fishy. I don't know. I don't know who to believe or what to believe in this crazy ass world we live in. Now, if people choose to, you know, take their time to follow up on her shit and figure out if she's lying or not, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let me know if she lying or not. I put my money on she capping on something. But it sounds believable too, because if you pull out your phone, yeah, you know I mean, that is a reason. I don't know about the getting pregnant and stuff, but that is a reason to get kicked out though. Like to pull out your phone and you on a whole NDA, you should know that's in there,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's a thing with people wanting to be on their phones all the time. Everything ain't for your phone.
No, and that leads right into.
Oh, that's her?
That's her.
I don't know if Drake rubbed on her belly and told her he's trying to get her pregnant. I've not seen something.
I know. And that's so mean to say, but it doesn't even, I don't know. It doesn't fit the mold. You know what I'm saying?
Get on Black Twitter.
I know Black Twitter dragged
her. Black Twitter probably dragged her.
She got these daggone baby heels that done turned into her. Horse lashes.
The lash is about 5D, ain't it?
Man, I'm about to wipe my lip.
I feel like they're gonna be on my eyes in a minute.
Drake look upset.
Yeah, he like
I'm upset.
That's a fact. Hey, that's crazy. Either way, man, whether the story is real or not, you know what I mean? It don't matter, goddamn, but I think...
You know, this, like you said, like, having your phones out, it ain't for everything, you know, every situation. Like, just last night, Fabio Four and Asian Doll, they were at some house party dancing together, and apparently... Asian Doll was twerking on him, throwing that thing back, and he grabbed the back of her pants and proceeded to like giddy up on it. He was doing this.
Giddying up on it is crazy.
You know, I mean, but for to not please for them, it was a house full of people. It looked like they were having a good time. Mm. It seems, you know, even though the dancing was a bit provocative, it seemed innocent enough. But the video made its rounds and ended up with Fabio Foreign's girlfriend's hands, and she then went live to say, you were not single and you trying to play me like you are single out here, which led him to go to the internet and say, damn, a nigga can't dance no more. The world is demonic. His words, wow. Quote unquote. I don't know. Does dancing provocatively with someone that's not your partner, is that a no fly zone, or it's just dancing?
When you say partner, what you mean? Like, this is my girl.
She literally said he's not single, so they're in a they're in a committed relationship.
What he say? He say they in a committed relationship.
He said the world is demonic.
Okay.
And a man can't dance.
Can't dance. Okay. All right. So what I would say is, if you my girl, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be dancing provocatively with nobody but me, for real. If you my girl. I understand in the, you know, culture of, you know, Black dancing and, you know, all that stuff, you know, is culture to how they say it back in the day, dirty dance. You know what I'm saying? But you know, people got different intentions for dirty dancing. You know what I mean? So I don't need nobody filling up on my junk that I'm with. You know what I mean? But if we just kicking it, you know what I'm saying? You ain't my girl for real. We established that. Do your thug dizzle, dog. Have a blast, man. Because you ain't gonna be the only one.
Well, what about men who are in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm not staying. I just want to play. In the party, he just want to rum. Big boobs in the bus, they plump.
See the grip. Y'all see the grip.
She a baddie with her best friend.
See the grip.
Wow. And she was like, she was like, she was enjoying that. Hold on. Yeah, she was enjoying that.
Yeah.
If you a man that's in a serious committed relationship, you shouldn't be there.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with that.
You got the evidence. Ooh. Hey, I wanted to have your back, dog, but
yeah,
dog. You ain't getting me in trouble.
You don't put no committed men in those situations like that because he did what he was supposed to do. His natural male conqueror is he doing out. And he grabbed her by the jeans that was skin tight already and rid that shit up like it was a motherfucking spatter on a horse and said, yeah, bitch. Yeah, nigga, you don't do that, dog. You know a phone is out, bro. If you is a committed nigga, you ain't supposed to be there, nigga. You got caught. You got caught. You're supposed to be in the corner somewhere watching it.
You're supposed to be in the corner like this. Just
that's what you do. You over there getting chips and shit while all that happening. You don't be over there mounting her.
Hey, Fabio came out and was like, false.
He said that is demonic. Yeah, what came across you was demonic, nigga. You got that monkey was calling. He was like, yo. Hey, play that shit again, Ray. Hold on. I'm sorry. Play it again. I didn't need to make sure. Hold on. I might be tripping. It might be me. It might be me.
Exactly what that man did.
It might be me. I need to see one more time, dog, because I'm trying to shoot some bail here, dog.
Do not play that thing again.
Whatever you do, play it again.
Don't play it again. Please don't.
Let me see, please. That was, he was like, let me see, please.
No, I'm not fooling with you, bro.
I wasn't fooling. I'm not fooling.
Hey, that's wild though, man. Oh, so okay. Well, I guess we go. Oh, but yeah, well, from what I saw the first time, dog. So you really not gonna play it?
Listen.
They ain't gonna mark us for that shit. You think they gonna get us? That's on shit.
I don't think so. I don't know.
We got free use
is up there now.
She a baddie. She knows she a 10. She a baddie with her baddie friend.
Y'all saw the dude in the background on the first one?
Yeah.
That's who he should have been.
That is him. Ain't that him?
No, there was two guys. There was two dudes.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah, he should have been the dude in the background. That's who he should have been. But he lost control, man. He lost control. He was vulnerable in that moment. And she captured that shit. And it got around, dog. So, you know, you got to suck it up, man. Shit, tell her, man, shit. If I go to a house party, shawty, goddamn, I'd see that ass. What would you do? That's what you asked. What would you do?
Larry, like you said, you just shouldn't be there. You just shouldn't be too close to Christmas,
nigga. This
too
is
close a, to Christmas nigga. To ruin your household.
Raven, to answer your question, no, you shouldn't be dancing like that. If you got a partner, a friend, none of that.
You got a little yeah, yeah, no.
A little yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
And if you do it, don't do it on camera.
Camera, nigga.
Say the devil made you do it.
Yeah.
That one will get you in trouble.
Blame it on the devil might not be the worst answer, though. I'm just saying.
That's probably the safest answer.
Right. I take that. I don't credit that.
It was not me.
It wasn't me. It was
a demonic spirit.
A demonic spirit overcame. Do you see the environment?
But she saw you on the counter.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
How you banging on the sofa?
You know how they do. You know how they do. They be photoshopping shit up in there. She just trying to get some clout. That's it.
You hit him with the R. Kelly. That's my brother.
I don't think she was trying to get no clout.
Hey, when she played a video, when your girl played a video, goddamn, you gotta be like, oh, that shit all right. You know, so you soften it up. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it seem like it's some fire shit. You gotta be like,
the girl went off.
All right.
She went off.
He had a whole hand full of.
He had two handfuls.
Yeah. He risked it all. He risked it all, man. So.
Look, well, speaking of risking it all, you got Ed Reed, football, great. He just took the job at Bethune-Cookman. So he's following the trail of other elite Black athletes taking coaching jobs at HBCUs. Of course, we saw what Deion Sanders did with Jackson State. We see what Eddie George is doing with the illustrious Tennessee State. I would be remiss if I didn't say the illustrious, because all the Tennessee State people say the illustrious. But anyways, and now Ed Reed is at Bethune-Cookman. But I think we need to speak on the impact of what this means, but also, like, does longevity in the job matter, or is just getting the job the win? So that's what I want to pose to the group.
Nice question. Nice question. Anybody want to take it first?
Go ahead, L. Dottie. B. Mo Lottie. Got more head than she got.
Buddy. Man, what I gotta say about that is, if they're following the Deion route, because the big thing with Deion was like he came to this school, he made promises, such and such and such and such, and he's leaving, you know, early, and you know, whatever, whatever. So, what I would say is, if it's going to happen, because what's the game? The name of the game is progression. If we're talking about personally. You know what I'm saying? So I have to do something extra as a retired Black athlete anyway. So if me going to a school showing that I can, you know, have these coaching skills will elevate me to a place I'm trying to be, you know, why not take that route? Now, if I was Deion, I don't know how transparent the whole thing was, but, you know, I would be more okay with, hey, you know, I'm here to make your school better. Like this, it's a business transaction. That's what it is. So sure. When these guys go to Bethune and stuff like that, longevity is the question if you're the school. Because if they come to your school and make your school this big powerhouse like he turned Southern into, gave all that exposure to, you're going to want that to stay around. But y'all have two different, you know what I'm saying, like paths and stuff. Like this is only temporary. If it's going to be that, I think that should be transparent. If you plan on being there for the long run, I think that, you know, that'll be great too. But you can't expect them to stay forever, because that's not what – I don't think that's what their end goal is. But
yeah, so I think I agree with your point. It's definitely a business transaction. I think the look of it is good, showing that, you know – like Black athletes, there's value in the Black school, like HBCU system. But I think longevity does matter on some of it. Like Deion's case, because he was technically the first, or maybe he wasn't the first, but he was the one, the most notable, because he's Deion Sanders. Like, it's known that he wanted to go to Power Five, but he couldn't because he needed that college degree, which is why he got the degree, but also he didn't want to coach under anybody else. You know, so he didn't want to take the assistant path. He didn't want to like build the resume. So Jackson State gave him a platform where he could just come in degreeless and just have, you know, the credentials that he had of being a player or whatever else, and coach for them. And then he could build himself up so that he could go to the Power Five. Now, whatever happened on the backside of that, That's his business. Now, I don't agree with the promises and things that were made with, you know, recruiting kids there and then he's leaving. But also, life ain't fair either, right? So had it been a white man doing it, it wouldn't have been not a word heard about it. It was just been another man going on to something else. But because it's Dion and Black people are responsible for the entire Black race, anytime they do anything, it becomes a big deal. I think Ed Reed being there, and because Bethune isn't even really, you know, we know Bethune for their band, really. You know, we don't really know them for the football program. So this is his chance to make a name for himself with coaching and building up that school. So it's a good look. I pray he doesn't make promises that he can't keep. I pray he's in it for the right reasons. I pray the school supports him. I pray alumni dollars come back into the school and, you know, they have the same trajectory as Jackson State had. But like school support, funding, it needs to be there.
I agree with a lot of what y'all said, but I am going to have to say this. I'm not trying to say that he's responsible for the Black community. I'm not trying to say that he can't level up. I'm not trying to say, Black man, don't go get your money. I'm not trying to say that the news that came out about Jackson State pretty much not paying the man and expecting the man just to kick out money and be invested and they're not paying them pretty much is kind of crazy. And I'm not saying that that didn't happen. But I'm just saying that maybe this is just selfish of me in regards to where I want our community to be. I just wish that he would have given the longevity because of how he approached the situation initially. He didn't come into the situation with money talk. He came into the situation with God talk, blessing, and God's timing and all of this stuff, which when all the smoke cleared, we realized that even if it was God's timing, Jackson State wasn't handling the money right, period. I just think selfishly, I wish he would have went to another HBCU because I don't think that all HBCUs would have handled that situation as such. And like I said, I'm not mad at him at all for doing what he has to do. I think he was fully invested in the Jackson State, seeing as how his daughter was there, his sons were there, his entire family was uprooted, and he took him to Jackson. I think that's a show of how invested he was in making it work at Jackson. But when the money funny and people ain't acting right, I can understand how somebody would want to get out of that situation. But for our community and what HBCUs have meant to our community and still means to our community, as far as giving a lot of people a shot at an education that may not necessarily get that at a PWI. And really, we're looking at a sad time where it's a lot of HBCUs that's looking at possibly closing in the near future. So, like, I think just this Ed Reed situation is a great situation within itself. But if Dion would have stayed, Dion's just a bigger name. Dion is Dion. That's prime, baby. That's prime time, you know. But I wish him all the best at Colorado. We need more people to get behind HBCUs.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're coming. I mean, slowly but surely. First of all, job openings need to be there, one. So, I mean, Bethune, like I said, is not known for their football program. Shit, I didn't even know they had a football team, but they got a band, so that makes sense. that's no shade, no tea, but like I said.
That sounded like a lot of shade and a lot of tea. Right.
Whatever. I didn't know. Hey. Why you gotta know about it? But Ed is a legend in Florida. I don't even know if he's from Florida, but he's a legend in Florida. He made his bones in Florida. All of his credentials, NFL-wise, is Florida, Orlando. Like, is he from Orlando or he?
Nah, I know Ed Reed played. He played the Ravens. He played Baltimore. The Ravens
at Baltimore. He from Miami though. Miami.
Okay, yeah, he's like okay. So he's part of that.
You was rolling too, girl.
He part of. I know he made his bones in Florida. So yeah. You want them Florida dogs? You know they'd be like the Florida boys. They don't. It's all about the U. Yeah, that's why I know. He went to the U. So yeah. So Florida loves him. So I think he's a name there. He gonna get them people. He gonna get the Zoes to come out there. He gonna get them dogs from Miami Gardens, from the Pork and Beans, from Overtown, all them boys, the people that never thought about college. He gonna be in the trenches. So he gonna get them, and they gonna go to Bethune.
You actually got a very fucking valid point there.
Yeah,
it's a good. He's look. About to get a lot of people down in Miami that ain't going to them Power Five schools because they don't got the grades, etc. And he about to start dogging some people.
Yeah.
Right. Them straight out the mud kids that they probably got. The thing about HBCUs, you know, the good and, you know, you got to weigh your options. They kind of take the people that nobody want. Like you don't have the GPA, but they see the potential in you. They hone those skills. They do whatever. Racist tonight. That is not racist.
That's a fact. That's a fact, though, bro.
That's you can't have no 1.5 and go to Miami just because you a dog on the football field, but you could have that 1.5 and we're gonna put you in his remedial classes and you could be a dog at Bethune. That's not racist.
Baby, you better get us canceled.
That's gonna get us canceled.
Larry, you see what you did? You rubbing off on us.
Turn up, Ray. Turn up.
You can't have hey,
that's a fact, though, Ray. Talk to him. You talking that shit. Yeah, yeah.
Just because you can
get it. You think you're going to go to Princeton with the 1.5 Negro? Please.
Where are you going to take you?
Right. Hey, Negro will pass on TikTok, right?
I don't know. We're going to find out this week. We're going to find out this week because you straddling the line.
I'm straddling. They don't want nobody to know we was in oppressive state, goddamn.
I'm going to take you. Bethune going to take you. Smith going to take you. All them schools, South Carolina State going to take you.
That's a fact, bro. That is a fact, dog. That's you don't like it, dog. That's a fact.
They going to make you.
Raven getting out of control. We got
hey, no, bro, don't do that, dog.
I'm just playing.
Nah, Ray. Yeah, nah.
She got through Smith under the bus. It was fine.
Look at the city, yo.
Hey,
man. Look at all my black, my HBCU alumni. And yes, I am a PWI graduate talking all this.
Definitely. This is some racist stuff.
I have my GPA. I had the numbers.
Hey, no.
My GPA was on point. They said, come on.
They rolled out the red carpet for Ray.
See what you done?
Affirmative action.
Raven over there spitting though. But that's the other side of it. That's the flip side of the coin, man. A lot of people don't even realize like the type of education and environment that she was in. It was more of a networking and, you know what I'm saying, actual education type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Going to those HBCUs, we do learn a lot, but I don't think we network as much and try to figure out, you know, what we could do for each other on the way out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the environments definitely are different. You know what I'm saying? And the education statuses are, too.
I think we network at our school. I think you
have to be in the mindset to do that at an HBCU where what Raven said is happening. Like, you have to be like, okay, I'm going to go to my people that I know that are networking, and I'm going to go to my professors. I'm going to find my way through here, and I'm going to BS on the other side, but still, I'm going to make my way through. Yeah, I feel like at a PWI, they put that in front of you. Like, it's just there, but at HBCU, you actually have to go and find it. You have to want it. And they give you the opportunity, and you have to go for it.
Hey, Juicy, you got a hole in your wall.
at a PWI though, like our networking resources are smaller though, because
boom,
at a HBCU, everybody's Black. Everybody, and then Black, and then your like Greek life, that's a whole another level of existence. Not to say Black Greek life is not at a PWI, of course it's there, but
not the same.
It's not the same. None of the experiences are the same. Like, yeah, we might get our refund checks before school starts when you really need them instead of October.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
But in October, when we broke, y'all paid. So, you know, it's just two sides.
Do a homecoming.
Yeah, all right. And then we,
you know what I'm saying? We might get it to get our books and pay our low rent if we got off-campus housing to pay that for July when school starts in August.
We don't that's need like, books.
But by, that we money is for October. Right. Y'all got, y'all laced for homecoming. Y'all laced for Christmas. Y'all, like, y'all got.
Niggas be turning up.
No, we know that.
Like, so it's different, but also, like, with the PWI, we're the Black community within there. All we have kind of is each other. Whereas you all have your teachers, your the cafeteria staff, everybody that
you not everybody though is on your team. Like
we have to build our networks, and we have to shuck and jive a little bit to get these people to even recognize us. You know,
we know.
Yeah, I'll be over there. Goddamn. Cooning now, Ray.
No, but this I feel like HBCUs actually probably have better networking. I feel like a lot of these Black people, it's those smaller communities of Black people, but even in those smaller communities, you have smaller communities. You got people that are probably still playing with Pokemon cards. I don't know. I saw it as a grown adult at USC. They were playing Pokemon as grown men, and that blew me. And I'm saying is it was weird.
Anime, that's a whole thing. But yeah, I mean, what I think the difference is, because each side of the coin has its own issues. You know, some people will say Black people have the crabs in the barrel mentality. You know, so if you go to the Black school, somebody got to connect, but they may not want you to get to connect because you might slight their chances. Whereas at a white school, they may be more like available to help you, but it almost comes off as like the white savior complex. So then it's, oh, poor little Black girl, let me give you this chance, you know, so you can rise up and elevate your people. Like, because once again, Black people got the struggles of all Black people on their back. So if you make it, then everybody else makes it. If you fail, you fail thousands, you know? So it's the white savior complex, which is all rooted in slavery anyway, and the crabs in a barrel complex, which is also rooted in slavery. You need to blame Willie Lynch and get the hell on.
Yeah, it's like no matter which side of the coin, what I will say about
HBCUs, have our struggles.
HBCUs give you like a cultural, you know what I'm saying, deep-rooted feeling. Like, although there are groups within groups, it still was times where the whole school would travel somewhere and see somebody they don't even really, you know what I'm saying, talk to on the yard. But if we all out at a place, we still got that, okay, I got your back, you know what I'm saying, kind of looking out for each other type of feeling. You know, it felt like home. You got comfortable there, you know what I'm saying? Family, you know what I'm saying? That's what it felt like. And that's that feeling that, you know, everybody likes to be proud of, which we should be, you know, and we also should be proud of those who try to, you know, navigate through the cesspool, if you will, because that's a lot of pressure. You being this Black person, Black woman, Black man in a white environment, you know what I'm saying? You have to, like you say, right, present yourself a certain type of way most times in order to get, you know, in order to progress, you know what I'm saying? So that's also not a easy thing to accomplish as well. You know, I think that, you know, we all as black people just respected each other's way of getting it done, because it really don't matter, because Ray could probably teach or show something that, you know, I don't know from a different perspective. It's about gaining as many perspectives, and in some ways HBCUs can hinder the perspective as well, or the opening, being open to perspective as well. You know what I'm saying?
But we just gonna have to agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah,
I think HBCUs could do nothing wrong except for steal money from Dion. That was stupid.
Whoa.
You think Dion the only person they stole money
from? I know all y'all.
Listen, I know they stole money from some people because they paid for my education.
HBCUs always be having money problems. Like, goddamn.
Versa done made y'all mad plenty of days.
Not the answer years.
The PWI money problems be different. They be like embezzling shit from private donors to do some crazy shit.
Yeah, the students don't really be affected with the PWI money issues. Like, our money be there, be on time. They help you find some money because they want your numbers. Oh, you black? Like, if you hit all of you black, you're a woman, you first generation college. Oh, no, we need you here. You know what I mean? So they going to find a way to get you to stay there. Now, you might have to sign this loan for 100% interest. But you going to get this degree. Or we gonna like at least have you here for the semester, because we're not gonna help you get the degree. Like HBCUs, the teachers, I feel like they care about you, they home, like they check up on you. You wasn't in class, what's going on? Okay, let me know. White school, like you just not in class and there's nothing I can do for you. And who are you again?
Right. Little black child.
Little black child. You're in my class?
Word, yeah. It really don't matter, man. Either way you go, man, you got to make the best decision for you. That's it at the bottom, at the end of the day.
There you go. And with that being said, it is time for your baby's mama's uncle, cousin, friend, Tracy, baby mama, sister, cousin that got beat up by a little Dontrell from down the street. But he'll wait in trial to be figured out if he was actually in the fault, because they said she went up beside his head with a frying pan. Little cousin, friend, sister, uncle, cousin, brothers. Favorite segment of the show, Ask the Bar.
So, this week, the question comes, I feel like this is a pertinent question stemming off Christmas being last Sunday. Dating single mothers and or single fathers, like the holiday season's just passed. So if you're dating a single parent, do you contribute to the needs or wishes of your partner's child? Or do you let yourself out? Or do you ask to offer and just see where it goes? Or how do you feel about dating people with children in general?
I'm a piggyback this time, dog.
Go ahead.
Oh, there you go.
Can't hear you, Juice. What is happening?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My question is, have I met your child? If I haven't met your child, then I don't think it's an issue whether I decide to contribute or not. I'm going to go with the not, because you have introduced me to this child. I know you have this child. Now, if you tell me that you're struggling and you want to get something maybe for your child and I am in a position to help you, maybe. But how far along are we in this relationship as well? So, I mean, it's levels to this.
Yeah. I'll agree to that. There are levels to it, because I am a single father, right? And me personally, I don't just introduce my daughter to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be a seriousness, you know what I'm saying, about us in order for me to introduce you to her. You know, I personally think, you know, 'cause I don't want her to see different women, you know, parading around, especially if it's not, serious, you know what I'm saying? And in some, you know, situations, it just, because I like dating a single parent, you got to know that you're not first. You got to know that you're not first. It takes a lot to distinguish, you know, who's good around children. That's why if you typically have a child, my most to be like, a single woman having two children is kind of pushing it for me, which might sound crazy because I got one, but at least got I'm good with one. You know what I'm saying? Like multiple children, that can get into something different. What's the relationship with their father? You know what I'm saying? Because if you have a active dad, that's a whole nother situation. You know what I'm saying? If I was, this gonna sound crazy, but if I was gonna date a single mother with two children, she, you know, dad had to be a deadbeat.
Not a present dad.
Yeah,
you real.
You could date her with the not present dad. But if dad was present, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, because you know, that's a sticky. I don't know. It's a sticky situation. It depends on their relationship. It depends on a lot. It's a lot that go into it. You know what I'm saying? So,
children's ages are a factor because younger children. You have to, the parents really have to communicate, and there's always like the whole stigma, like baby daddies and mamas still deal with each other.
Yeah,
that can be an insecurity for men and women. It's tricky. Also, if the person has multiple mothers or fathers for the different children, now you have to deal with multiple personalities.
Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna do it.
You're trying to be the bigger multiple person.
You talk about like two women with a kid.
No, one woman with two kids by two different dads. Yeah.
Oh,
or a man has multiple children.
Yeah, with multiple mothers.
Now you have to deal with that. Yeah.
Unless his name is Nick Cannon.
Right. Apparently he has like a piece.
Listen, I'm just saying, Nick Cannon is a great father. That man got 11 kids. He went and saw all of them on Christmas.
Yeah, he said
y'all see he's too young to have these lines in his face already. Now I know he has health issues, but no, that's stress because he is worn out. He said he's worn thin, and every time having no more, another one pop up. And but this isn't about Nick Cannon. This is about the general Joe Schmo, Sheila Schmo. You meet on the street.
Well, look, okay. Like you said, there's a lot of different things. So it's different strokes for different folks. Right. But at the end of the day, I think with a situation like that, would it ultimately, because the question is about the gifts, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Or the situation,
but then that's another layer.
Yeah, I forgot about the gift part, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I'ma just say, you know, I think it's necessary, but at a certain point. And when I say necessary, I don't want to say necessary. That's not what I mean. I think that should be on the table at a certain point after a certain time period. What that time period is, I don't necessarily know. That's kind of subjective to the person at hand, but if you're gonna be with somebody and that, like, they kids is essentially your kids too. If you, I'm assuming, because I guess guys just kind of got that mentality about, you know, you meeting kids and stuff. That means that this is something serious. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're trying to build to something. So now I think at that point, you kind of help with gifts and stuff, or not even help with gifts. Like, I would think that you would gift the kids something.
Shit, one, are we even a kid with gifts?
Right, are we even a
child? Like, are we doing it before you look out for little Johnny?
Yeah, I'm gonna make two quick points
right there. That's some Diddy and Carisha stuff right there. Big Poppy. Because if you dating, I would expect you to get something. You better go get a Hallmark card or something.
I mean,
you better fucking get me something. You better fucking go outside and pick a fucking dandelion or something.
I guess it's the definition of dating too, man. Cause like, is it like seriously dating? Like we about to like dating to a point, like, is this about to be a relationship or what? It's different dynamics too. I ain't just getting anybody no gifts, dog, who I ain't even confident I'm gonna see in the next month, my nigga.
You don't even celebrate
holidays. I don't even say, right. Why would I indulge in something with you that I don't indulge in it myself?
Why would you get their kids something then?
That's the thing.
Because Trick Daddy Dollars.
I mean, you might have to give up something for the kids, dog. Trick love the kids. And I'm gonna follow up with what Juicy said, because it does make a difference, like, if you know my child or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm not ready for you to meet my child, well, I don't expect you to get anything. Now, if you say you want to get something, that'll be noted. You know what I'm saying? But it's not an expectation for you to get anything. You know what I'm saying? Or for you to give anything. So it's all about what, like Ray said too, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we even exchanging gifts for each other? You know what I'm saying? And if not, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool too. I think all that just got to be known. I don't think it ain't recommended for me to do nothing for no child that ain't mine, dog. I'm sorry. Like, that's real, my nigga. And sometimes those be the expectations, dog. And I'm not about to be, I can't do that, dog. You know what I'm saying? I got my own to look at.
That's why I said what I said. It is not a help me thing. I feel like time is the ultimate thing. Because if you actually wait until what I think is an appropriate time, what that time is, I don't know. You will know that within yourself when it's time for you to let your significant other meet your children or child or whatever. Yeah. But I don't even think that's even a conversation if you're just meeting someone and we're coming up on Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even think that's a conversation that needs to be even had about getting a gift. And if you do get a gift, like, I think even though people won't do this, and this is probably why people call me a dickhead, but I think this is appropriate to say, like, why would you do that? Like, we just started. Like, why would you go and do that? No, take it back. I'll give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little too pushy if you're trying to buy my child that you don't even know.
Like, trying to impress you. Like, oh, look what I did.
Yeah. If you want to impress me, gawk.
Oh, that's impressive.
they'll do certain things to, like, oh, get in good. And, but also, men will do things because they tricking, because they trying to get in good too. So it's, you know.
And see, that be the thing though, dog. Exactly that though, Ray. You can't be out here as a single mom knowing that you got every Joe Schmo walking through the joint. You know what I'm saying? Your children see that. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm an active father, I'd be upset about that. Like, you over here got my daughter, because it's different with little girls, bro. You got my daughter meeting every dude under the damn sun. You know what I'm saying? You don't know nothing about these dudes. Time is the thing, dog. And that's the crazy part. Not everybody is going to be willing to wait the length of time, at least in my brain, of what it's going to take for me to even get to that point to seriously let my daughter know, hey, I'm dating somebody. You know what I'm saying? Or this is such and such. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me personally. That's just something I'm standing on, because that's a little girl, bro. I will do it. I'm talking about I will pull it. You know what I'm saying? For her. You know what I'm saying? So let me calm down. My bad. That's the damn devil. That's that shit Fabio was experiencing.
That's the devil.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but yeah, that's the thing though, man. Like, it just depends, man, and it takes time. I don't think anybody should rush into that, because you got to protect these children. I think that should be at the top of everybody's brain. It's a crazy world out there. You just can't be introducing your children to any and everybody, bro. And I'm willing to put that before any of my, you know what I'm saying, fleshly happiness or pleasure. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to just be, because you don't know people. You don't know who people are. You got to take the time to get to know people, bro, especially when you're talking about your children. You got to vet motherfuckers, and that process can take years, my nigga, because people are who they want to be around you until time goes by. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out who people are, especially when you're dealing with kids, man. You know, that's a I'm sure that's a topic we'll come back to, you know what I'm saying, another time too, you know. And that we did definitely let Megan and Tory slip out of this one too. So
why you had to go there? We almost made it out the
No, episode. I'm just saying that's just for future episodes. I'm just saying they just got away on this one. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Because we was real wrong. Everybody. Raven was wrong. Larry was wrong.
Well, no, I'm gonna say I don't think I was wrong, bro. I don't think I was wrong. I'm gonna call goddamn Bamboozle. That's what I'm gonna call.
I'm gonna call Jacoby and Myers.
We're at that time, people, where we've come to an end. And
must you look so sad?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We're having a blast.
It's very unfortunate. But, you know, we hope you had a good time. Hope you had some good drink, some good conversation. Whatever you do, we just want you to make sure that you froze.
Yeah, frozen. And freeze. Like me.
Subscribe. When you're listening on Anchor, subscribe. When you're listening on Apple Podcasts, subscribe. When you're listening wherever you may be listening, we want you to subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yep, because I don't know what happened. Raven, I'm assuming something died or something. Now you hear blowing in the wind.
Word.
Y'all on us. Word. L. Dottie, what you got for the people before we get out of here?
Hey, man, once again, it's been your boy, L. Dottie, man. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, man. You know what I'm saying? We try to give you that good content when we can, man. Y'all make sure y'all be on the lookout for a Cold One podcast, man. I'm going to keep saying it because we coming back. I'm going to let you know when, though. Stay tuned, man. Once again, thank y'all.
Yo, people, next time you see y'all, it'll be 2023, and season 3 will still be rolling. I'm so excited to be a part of it, and y'all Black people stay up, y'all have to mind y'all business, and Happy New Year.
Hey, man, 2023, y'all drinks on me, you know, balls up, balls down. Hey, all the way Ball Out Broadcast, one love.
Mm-mm. What do they do? What do they do? Have Christmas.
Oh, I think I messed up.
What do they do? What do they do? It still says lie. What do they do?
Oh, yeah, no, we still in there for sure.
For Christmas.